This is the parallax for Thursday, April 30th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We start with a landmark Supreme Court decision that's reshaping American democracy. In a 6-3 ruling on Wednesday, the court struck down Louisiana's congressional map, holding that using race as the predominant factor in drawing districts was unconstitutional. The decision effectively narrows Section 2 of the 1965 Voting Rights Act, one of the last legal tools communities of color have used to challenge maps that dilute their voting power. Analysts project this could reshape congressional maps across the South, with estimates suggesting Republicans could gain up to 19 additional House seats compared to 2024 maps. Here's where the coverage splits sharply. NPR and civil rights groups call this the largest ever drop in Black representation in Congress, warning minorities have lost a critical legal weapon. The Guardian echoes that concern, saying the ruling gives mapmakers power to crack districts into pieces. But the Washington Examiner frames it differently, as a repair job, returning the Voting Rights Act to its original meaning after what it calls 40 years of bad precedent. Axios takes the middle ground, reporting the decision doesn't erase Section 2, but effectively neuters it by rewriting the legal test. Meanwhile, Republicans are already moving. The Daily Wire reports they're pushing to reconvene and redraw maps ahead of the 2026 midterms. Turning to a striking legal development, former FBI Director James Comey has surrendered to federal authorities on charges alleging he threatened the life of President Trump through an Instagram post. The post featured seashells arranged to display the numbers 8647. Prosecutors contend it was a coded call for violence. Comey's attorneys maintain his innocence, and here's where expert opinion diverges. The BBC reports legal experts are skeptical of the Justice Department's case, calling the interpretation contested. Fox News cites a former FBI special agent saying the case hinges on intent evidence and jury interpretation. Conviction is possible, but could be hard to prove. The Washington Examiner reports Trump called Comey a dirty cop on Truth Social, stating that 8647 means kill President Trump. In global news, oil prices have surged to their highest level since 2022, breaking above $126 per barrel for Brent crude. This comes after President Trump rejected Iran's offer to reopen the Strait of Hormuz before nuclear talks, insisting the naval blockade stays until Tehran agrees to a comprehensive deal. The Pentagon disclosed the two-month-old conflict has already cost $25 billion. U.S. gasoline prices reached $4.23 per gallon, their highest since 2022, while California topped $6 per gallon. Axios reports CENTCOM has prepared plans for a short and powerful wave of strikes on Iran, and that Trump met with oil executives, including Chevron's CEO, to discuss the energy fallout. Al Jazeera's take is more ominous. The conflict is increasingly resembling a frozen war of attrition, with Iran's parliament speaker mocking U.S. strategy. The Guardian reports the UAE's exit from OPEC after 60 years of membership is the latest casualty of the Iran war, creating what it calls the biggest supply crisis in history. Bloomberg warns of stagflation risks, reporting Asian currencies are hitting all-time lows, and the IMF is seeing early signs of inflation comeback in China. The Washington Examiner adds that Senator Lindsey Graham is urging Trump to ignore the War Powers Resolution's 60-day deadline, which falls Friday, as the conflict increasingly fractures Republicans on Capitol Hill. We wrap with a quick hit on golf. The Saudi Public Investment Fund is ending financial backing for LIV Golf after the current season, placing the circuit in serious jeopardy of dissolving. Multiple LIV golfers are now seeking a return to the PGA Tour, though the pathway back is described as complicated. That's the parallax for Thursday, April 30th, 2026. For links to all sources and the full written digest, visit readparallax.com. Thanks for listening.